Om Shanti. 26th June 2019, Wednesday. The slogan from Sakar Murli. Those who have true love for one God become victorious jewels. Those who have true love for one God become victorious jewels. Vijay Ratna. So who are the victorious jewels? Those who have got the true love for God. When Baba is saying true love, it means there must also be false love. So those who are bound to be victorious, they will have true love for Baba in their heart. And when we say love for God, what does it mean? When we say love for Baba, what does it mean? It is not just one part, it is just not just the when we say God or Baba, it is not just loving only this much, but it has got so many other dimensions in it. What you said? Loving, following. So love for God means you follow Srimad, whatever He tells, you obey Him. So the absolute obedience that suggests love for God. So if one wants to become victorious, one has to develop the true love of God within the heart. And when we say love for Baba, it means so many different things. Love for Baba means first love for Murli, love for Gyan. To love Baba means to love His Gyan. If one says, I love Baba too much, but regarding Murli, listening, or merging it within, or becoming embodiment, or discussing, or reading in detail, I have no time. So probably he has got no time for God. So loving God means to love His divine virtues, to love the great sayings which He is giving. So that is the first thing. To love Baba means to love His Murli, to love His Gyan, to try to understand His Gyan. It is to understand Gyan, to churn Gyan, to discuss Gyan, to write Gyan, to listen Gyan. So many things are there in Gyan. So when one does all of these things, then one can be said to be the lover of God, the true lover of God. Otherwise, simply saying loudly that I love Baba will not work. Not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ says in Bible, it's not that just by sloganating, just by shouting the names, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, you are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And the will of the Father is narrated, is revealed in Murli. So Murli is the storehouse of divine versions. Murli is the storehouse of elevated thoughts. Murli is the stock of higher consciousness. Murli is the answer to all the questions of life. Murli is the key that opens the door of happiness. So to love God, to love Baba, means to love His Murli. Second, to love Baba means to love the yoga taught by Him. Baba often says this is the ancient yoga, this is the Raj Yoga. So to love Baba means to love the Raj Yoga, to practice Raj Yoga, to increase the yoga chart, to become more and more Yog Yukt. This is what He wants, He means when He says love Me. Love Me means love My Gyan. Love Me means love the yoga taught by Me. And this is the yoga, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam. Now I am teaching you. It has never been taught by anybody. It has never been told by anybody, as it was lost in the due course of time. And now God has come to revive it. This is the renaissance of knowledge. This is the revival of knowledge. This is the reawakening of that knowledge which was lost in the due course of time. So, Raj Yoga. Third, to love Baba means to love His Seva. Whatever service, yesterday's Murli Baba said, they are like the sage Dadiji who sacrificed all his bones for the sake of humanity. And when you give up your bones, it means you die. So it is like dying alive. So it's a life of sacrifice. It's a life of renunciation. It's a life of tyag. So engage yourself. As Baba said, service is the breath of soul. Service is the breath, is the very breath of the soul. So keep on serving all the time. You are Swata, Sahaj and Sada. You are eternal server. You are perennial server. You serve all the time. This is the imperishable service you have been given. So engage yourself all your time in serving Baba, in serving this Yajna. You are Mahasevadhari, the great servers, Baba said. So to love His Seva, whatever Seva that is, the grossest and the subtlest, whether it is the any form of Seva, to have intense love for that Seva is to love God. The fourth, to love Baba means to love Madhuban, which everybody does, but loving Madhuban also means loving Madhuban Nivasis, the residents of Madhuban. And then one should not engage in picking up faults in places, in things, in the facilities here, in the atmosphere, weather here, and everything. So loving Madhuban means to love God. This is the house of God. In Bible it is shown, Jesus Christ enters the synagogue. Synagogue is the place where the Jewish people worship. And there He sees what a spectacle. In the name of God, people are practicing evil things. Coin changers, they are selling animals, and they are cheaters. Everybody is there in that place, which is the place of worship. So He becomes violent and He overthrows the tables and He starts hitting everybody with that chain. And He's violent and He says one thing: this is the house of God and you have made the house of God into den of thieves. And the love for the house of God burns in me like fire. the love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. So you don't have to spoil the atmosphere of Madhuban. So to love Madhuban is to love Baba. To love this Brahmin family is to love Baba. This is Baba's family. So love of God means to love his family. This is one God, one world family. It is the family created by him. In today's Akar, Murli Baba said, this is the garden. And Baba is the gardener. The great gardener. So this Brahmin family, where each and every soul is God chosen, God selected, and God elected. So this is not an ordinary family. Each one of the person who has come in this Brahmin family is God's choice. He has picked up that soul from the world. There are many souls who are single soul from that village. Just imagine there was a village and the population is about 10,000 and only one person is in Gyan from that village. So how fortunate that soul is. There's a village and there's a remote far off place and one Gita Pathshala. Just imagine the person who is running the Gita Pathshala. He is the one who is chosen by God. So each and every soul of this Yajna, of this Brahmin family, has been chosen, has been selected, has been elected, has been picked up by God himself. So this is not an ordinary family. This is one of the most exalted, most elevated family of the world. And this is not the Laukik family. Sticks of different jungles. That's what Baba says. Here you get sticks of different jungles from different cultures. Baba often talks, double foreigners, they have crossed the great wall. Uchi Uchi Diware. They have crossed that wall and they have come. Which walls? Which walls? Culture, caste, creed, fashion, language. They have crossed the walls of church. They have crossed the walls of mosques. Different religion. And they have come. That's why each and every soul of this family is not the ordinary soul, but very exalted soul from different countries where people are born in different civilizations, with different atmosphere, different climate. And yet, sitting there, they have realized Baba. They have understood Baba. And there are so many people who don't understand Hindi nor English. And yet, they are Baba's children. There are so many of them. So what a strange thing it is. What knowledge he is talking and how they picked up, how they understood him. So this is not an ordinary family. This is very, very exalted, elevated family. Extraordinary family. This is spiritual family. This is not the physical family. So to love God means to love his family. So these are the five things. First, to love God means to love his Gyan. Murli means listening Murli regularly. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, whilst listening Murli you should have what? Goose pimples, you know, horripilation, medical word. Your hair should stand on end while listening to Murli. Romanch. Such intoxications you should have. So listening, loving Baba means to love his Murli. Loving Baba means to love the Raj Yoga which has been taught by him. Understanding Raj Yoga, the different stages of Raj Yoga, the different steps of Raj Yoga, experiences of Raj Yoga, going into the depth of Raj Yoga to penetrate that Raj Yoga. What is it? How it is? To understand to know the scientific exposition of this yoga. What is seva? To love God means to love His seva. To love God means to become sevadhari. To become server of this yajna. Kudai khidmatkar. Those who are serving the Lord. To love Baba means to love His place, His house, His residence. Madhavan. To love Baba means to love the Brahmin family. Then sixth, to love Baba means to love Srimat. To love Srimat. And when I say Srimat, it means Maryadas. It means the highest code of conduct. Whatever codes of conduct Baba has taught, to love them. To have intense love for those Maryadas, for those divine dictates, for those divine commandments. Jewish religion teaches Moses, there is a 10 commandments. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not kill, all those things are there. So there are 10 commandments in the Jewish religion which had come to Moses. They were revealed. Moses is a prophet. So there are 10 commandments here. Every day we get divine commandments, divine dictates, which are Maryadas, which is Srimat, and which is code of conduct. So to love Baba means to love His Srimat. To love Baba means to love another form of center is another form of Madhuban is center where one goes. That is no more less than Madhuban. That should not be thought that this is Madhuban. When we will go, we will do tapasya. But here we don't consider this as something very great. Each and every center is Baba's place. Each and every center is mini Madhuban. So you should have the same respect for center as much as you have for Madhuban. So loving God means to love His center. Next, loving God means to love His home and the kingdom He is going to establish. So His home and kingdom. His home is supreme abode. And kingdom means golden age, which He is about to establish. In today's Murli Baba said, Ravan is the seed of this hell. And God is the seed of heaven. So He is the seed of heaven. So He is establishing this new kingdom. So one must have intense love for that kingdom. And why we should love heaven? Any single reason? Why you should love Satyug? Happy, there are many people who are happy here. Yesterday's Murli Baba said people have got motor, people have got aeroplane, and they think that this is the heaven. And they don't want any other heaven. They are so happy here only. So they don't believe in God. So what? We should love His creation. Though, but whole world is His creation. Even this world is created by Him. The whole world is His creation. Why only heaven? Why to love heaven? Any single reason? Any reason for loving heaven? Baba loves, but He doesn't come there. He doesn't say like that, but he says you are going to go to heaven. Yeah, that is the most important reason. Complete purity. Now we are so unhappy. Now there is so much sorrow in the world, so much suffering, so much misery. And what is the reason for the sorrow and the suffering and the misery? Impurity. So every soul has got inside deep love for purity. In today's blessing, I think Baba said, those who have love for purity, those who inculcate, imbibe purity, they become Samartha Samrat. They become very strong, very powerful emperor. So to have such strong love for purity, and such purity is only in the golden age. No matter how much pure here is somebody since childhood, but he is born out of vice. It's only and only in the golden age that there is an absolute purity, where the birth is pure. So such impeccable purity, such uncontaminated purity, such unadulterated purity, unspoiled purity is only in the golden age. Absolute purity. So when there is such a purity, we are going to become that. I am this, extremely pure. So that pulls the soul. Because I realize that because of impurity, I have become sorrowful. I am suffering. The cause of all the sufferings in my life is because only of impurity. So that's why one should love golden age. Because it's a pure world. Because there are pure human beings there. Human beings are known as deities. So such pure land, that is Pakistan, in one way. That's a place which is full of purity. That is very pure place. Pak, Mukaddas. That's an extremely pure place. Paristhan, Baba says. Land of fairy. It's a wonderland. Tape Zepi. Utopia. Utopia is a land where everything is perfect. You know Utopia? Utopia is an imaginary place where everything is perfect. It's a wonderland where there are divine, beautiful things are there. And people have been thinking about such wonderland, such Tape Zepi or Alice in Wonderland or Mysterious Land. The different names they have given to Golden Age in different philosophies of the world. Because they all have loved one place which is far away from this place. So everybody has the desire to go to the place which is very pure. There's one song, Columbus, Columbus, if you have heard. That's a Hindi song. But that song describes, let's go to the place where there is no politics. Let's go to the place where there is absolute purity. Such place. Where there is no sorrow. So loving God means to love His home and His kingdom and His home. Everybody feels, everybody wants peace. Can you get peace in this world? Baba said never. Impossible. Peace is only in the peace land. Peace is only in the peace house. Peace is only in the peace home. This is the house of peace. This is the land of peace. Shanti Dham. It's only and only here that you get peace. So to love Baba means to love His home. To love His kingdom. To love Baba means to love His yajna. The sacrificial fire. First we said family. Then we said Madhuban. This is the third. Yajna means Madhuban has got boundaries. Madhuban has got geographical location. Mount Abu, Sirohi, Rajasthan. Yajna doesn't have location. Yajna is house without walls. Yajna is mansion without hall, without walls. Yajna doesn't have boundaries. You cannot say this is yajna and this is not yajna. What is yajna? Yajna is formless, nirakar. Madhuban is this. This is Pandavan. This has a place. This has location. Yajna doesn't have geographical location. It beggars geographical location. Yajna is beyond any location. Yajna is beyond any wall. Yajna is beyond any boundary. Yajna is nirakar. Yajna means wherever, wherever souls are sitting and remembering him, that is yajna. Wherever souls are sitting and serving God, that is yajna. Wherever souls are sitting and following the maryadas, the dictates, the divine commandments, the codes of conduct taught by God, that is yajna. So yajna is everything. Wherever his remembrance is there, that is yajna. So to love Baba means to love this yajna. And yajna are created by Brahmins. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you are the true Brahmins. They are not the true Brahmins. You are the one who narrate the stories, Tijri, Satyanarayan, and Amar Katha. All these three are narrated by you, not by them, because you are the true Brahmins. You are the top knot. So we are the Brahmins who create. Who creates yajna in the history? It is always the Brahmin, the sages, the sadhus, the yogis. They sit together and they create a yajna. So yajna is a very elevated thing. So, and the last, 10th, to love Baba means to love drama. All the souls. That we said already. Brahmin family and all souls. Oblique. What else? Huh? Advance party. Anything better? Huh? That is different. Love of God means what? Brahma Bhojan, yeah, that can be said. To love Baba means to love his Brahma Bhojan. Yeah, that is there. Yesterday Baba said, you prepare it in my remembrance. So, here you can add is all the seniors, the instrument souls of the yajna. They deserve special position. Instrument souls, because many times there is a conflict with seniors and we forget that who made them senior and who kept them there. So to love Baba means to love those souls who have been made in charge, heads, instrument. That is what is loving Baba means. So who are the victorious jewels? Victorious jewels are those who have got true love for Baba. Om Shanti.